U.S. occupation authorities in Iraq have closed down major highways leading south from Baghdad. The reason? To repair the roads after recent attacks and stop insurgents from striking at supply convoys coming in from Kuwait. At the same time, U.S. officials report the city of Fallujah was quiet today, though it remains surrounded by U.S. Marines. The U.S. is demanding the Iraqis turn over insurgents and foreign fighters it says are using Fallujah as a base. We called a prominent member of Iraq's governing council, Adnan Pachachi, to ask for his views on the Iraq situation. We reached him at the heavily guarded compound in Baghdad where he lives and works. I asked Mr. Pachachi first for his reaction to the plan for Iraqi sovereignty put forward this week by UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi.
Mr. Brahimi spoke to me and to other members of the council about his thoughts and ideas. And I find them acceptable and probably a very good way out of our problems now, because we must have a government that will receive the power and the sovereignty on the 30th of June. So the transfer of power and sovereignty or authority has to be given to an Iraqi government. And the only way to have an Iraqi government in place is really to appoint it, in fact, very soon, because it should be appointed by the 31st of May, so that during the month of June, it would gradually take over various tasks and responsibilities from the coalition administration. What would give it really added legitimacy and acceptance is the fact that the United Nations will be involved in a very big way.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we speak, sir, there seems to be calm in Fallujah, but how worried are you about that situation?
Well, I've said that to General Abu Zayd and General Sanchez, as well as Ambassador Bremer, that I think there was a disproportionate response and an excessive use of force, which was not warranted by the situation. But the crime which was committed in Fallujah, the killing of four civilians and the desecration of their bodies, was a terrible crime that we all felt extremely bad about. But the result of this excessive use of force was really the so many civilian casualties occurred. It's cast a shadow on the whole situation in Iraq.
Well, Mr. Pachachi, you say the council condemned what happened and is happening in Fallujah, but the council has been criticized for not asserting itself enough. Could the council have done more to have prevented the violence that we've seen this month?
Well, the council, for a whole week or more, has sent almost daily delegations to Fallujah to speak to the leaders there and to the coalition authority, to the military command. And this delegation actually has gone there at great peril to themselves and to their lives. They were shot at and some bombs were exploded near them, coming, by the way, from the insurgents, from the terrorists or those who were fighting the coalition forces.
Well, the governing council is about to be disbanded. What do you think it has accomplished and will perhaps be remembered for?
Well, I think it has accomplished many things. First of all, it asserted Iraq's sovereignty. It regained Iraq's seat in the United Nations, in the League of Arab States, in OPEC, in the Islamic Council. It also passed the law, the sort of the basic law, the interim constitution, if you like to call it. We call it the law for the administration of the Iraqi state during the transitional period. So, I mean, some things have been done, maybe others. We could not deal adequately with the security problem because we did not have the means. The council did not have the means, did not have the army, did not have the... It took such a long time to train the police and the civil defense battalions. And even that training turned out to be inadequate. Anyway, history will be our judge.
How hopeful are you, Mr. Pachachi? How do you see Iraq a year from now or maybe 2 years down the road?
I am hopeful. I am hopeful. I am optimistic because I think we have no other option. We have to try. We have to. And Iraq has the potential. It has the people. It has the the natural wealth. All it needs is really some peace and security and stability. What's happening now is really some people who want to disrupt the whole process towards democracy. And some of them, of course, have some grievances, no doubt. But this is not based on sectarian differences. This is not between Shias and Sunnis. It's between some Iraqis and the coalition forces because of different reasons.
Adnan Pachachi is a member of Iraq's Governing Council. Thank you so much.
Thank you.